Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at covering second day of the show, and I'm with Joe Lundgren with Joe Lundgren Consulting. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
Most people know your background. You were vice president of marketing with Deltel for many years. You went out on your own, and we do interviews every now and then. You know this ceramic tile business as good as anybody. You go to almost every show, and what's your take on this coverings and how it relates? Is it a good show this year?
Yeah, I believe so. I think yesterday started off a little bit slow, but I walked a lot of the show yesterday, and there was a good density across all of the aisles, so to speak. And I think people are used to seeing a big group coming into the Italian pavilion or into the TCNA pavilion. And I think we'll see the attendance a little bit bumped today and then tomorrow also, with people possibly staying the weekend in Orlando here.
A lot of times when you walk the show, it takes them 3 weeks to set it up. It's like a small city they build here. And it's a distributor show. So if you're coming here thinking you're going to see traffic because one or two guys can walk in and make a big difference, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. And even when we were in the recessionary period, the attendance went down, but that was because, as I call it, the distributors didn't bring their posse. But their two decision makers were there, but they didn't have the seven other people that they were getting input from. So it might have stretched out their decision a little bit, but you're exactly right. And the decision makers are the ones that you want to make sure they visit. And, you know, still this show pulls 25 to 28,000 people, which is a good volume.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about product trends. And that's something that you like to keep your finger on. The TCNA actually came out with a list this morning in their press event and said that we're seeing some dark marbles, some wild woods, a lot of concrete, some floral, some terrazzo, and some geometry. So do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think taking it from the bottom, the geometry is really the take on encaustic looks. We see a lot of that with the antique encaustics, and then we've seen our design community take on the modern side of it. And surprisingly enough, I was one of the doubters in the beginning, saying that was going to be more of a niche, and I'm hearing good things about the volume, and hence it must be happening because every booth you walk into has some version of that. Terrazzo, I think we saw more last year than I'm seeing this year. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out, because when you look at the terrazzo tile, which is beautiful, but you look at a poured installation, the cost variation is not great. And a poured installation, I could be crucified for saying it, is a beautiful installation when it's done correctly by some of the craftsmen out there. And then obviously we do have our wild woods and the concrete. On the marble, there's some dark ones out there, like TCNA had said, but still the volume of what we sell are those, the Carrara, the Calicata looks, because of the fact that we can decorate around those.
Just a quick mention on the terrazzo, you know, that's a $22 a foot floor, you know, a poured terrazzo floor. So if you can put in some tile and have it installed for $10, you're doing better, right?
Yeah, but you'd be surprised at some of the cost of terrazzo, like other flooring, has come down over time as there's been more and more. If you looked at the market 15 years ago, and there was a big airport project, there was maybe 15 tile contractors or terrazzo contractors in the U.S. that could bid on that. And that pool has opened up. So like everything in America, supply and demand. So the cost has come down somewhat. Oh, yes. It still is an expensive premium floor, without a doubt.
And we're also seeing, you know, we've commented before on this, that it's not just floor tile anymore. And you were just commenting to me about this texture we're seeing and the larger subway tiles. So that's some of the trends as well, right?
You bet. And, you know, when we... Traditionally, even the American consumer knows subway tile as 3x6. That's subway tile. And we've kind of adopted that into the 3x12, 4x16, where they're really not necessarily the true subway tile that we would see in New York. But essentially, a lot of the Spanish companies and some others have converted capacity from floor tile and from decorative, the old third fire decorative plants, into producing these small unit wall tiles, as referred to. And from a distributor's perspective, they don't get the volume they might get on floor tile, but the opportunity comes with the decorative package, the trim that they can sell, and the higher margins. So I see a lot of distributors looking to add those type of lines, and there are a lot of them that are volume-based, and they follow the same trends, I would say, as the floor, and that the neutral colors for America is, you know, the whites and the almonds are the ones that really sell.
So does that cover it from what you're seeing from a product perspective?
You know, there's, in terms of the floor tile, there's some factories out there that I have to give some kudos to that I've seen out there. Again, I haven't walked the entire show, but I think Serenissima has done a great job along with Mediterranea on some specific products that they've come out with. One other one was Cherdomus. Cherdomus was known as the first Italian factory come in with a heavy chipped edge, which that fad went away, but they've brought it back a little bit where they've got a subtle one that they do with ink. That is very interesting take on it from the old world rustic stone look and a Versailles pattern that I enjoyed very much. But again, I haven't walked the entire show yet, but those are a few of the factories that I found some nice things at.
All right, let's talk about domestic production. Most of it has moved into the state of Tennessee or just up in Kentucky. It's close by. So, you know, we got some numbers the other day that said that domestic production, according to TCNA, was down, what, 5%? Is that right?
Yeah, it was a little over 5, and imports were up. And I think the first time in 9 years that we've seen that, because we had been taking overall share with the domestic capacity. One of the big impacts we got was with the electronic monitor of the trucking industry, and the fact that the rates went up significantly when that went into place. And therefore, to get tile from Tennessee out to California, not that it was a big market for them, it's 25, 30 cents a square foot to get tile out there. So their radius is very difficult to compete at Tennessee, whereas you have the import companies that are able to, as I like to say, hit the smile states, you know, from Northern California or even Seattle ports all the way down through Texas, you know, into Florida, and then up the eastern seaboard. They are able to bring product in there, and people say, well, they still have to freight it into the center of the country. They're not worried about that. There's a lot of tile consumption in those smile states and up the eastern seaboard. So they really don't have to worry about that. If they can get a big chunk of volume, which they do there, they don't have that inland freight to worry about. And that's what we're really having the cost increase in.
Well, also, too, when you start talking about the dollar at the euro as a $1.12 ratio there. So, I mean, the product can come in. It's very competitive to sell European tile, right?
Yes, it is. I just saw something where, you know, the Trump made a comment about potentially putting some taxes on the EU, and I don't know if it would affect the ceramic tile business, but one of the things that that sends the message on is that we never know what's going to be the future of a currency or a specific country and what's going to go on with that, where America's the most stable place that you can do business and consistent. So as long as those distributors are keeping the relationship with the U.S. factory in case something goes south, that'd be a great strategy for them.
Do you think that we're through seeing new factories in Tennessee for now?
You know, obviously we have the Portobello one that expectation is to be up in mid-2021, you know, depending upon market conditions. I understand there's other companies who are looking at that, and somebody might say, why, you know, with what's going on. And right now with some of the numbers, you know, Donato mentioned the other day in his presentation that he felt capacity utilization was about 80% in the United States market, which may be accurate. I think that the Americans are very creative in how they come to market. So we'll see how they have to change the way that they go about doing business in order to compete with them. So I would say in the next 3 to 5 years, we might see another factory, you know, put up some sticks in Tennessee.
Okay, Joe, thanks for spending time with me and my listeners. Again, been talking to Joe Lundgren with Joe Lundgren Consulting from Covering Joe, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.